A word for you from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. This is a marvelous verse in the midst of what is going to be the darkest period on the face of this earth, when the Antichrist is here in his fullness, when it is the very embodiment of Satan, when it is Lucifer incarnate. And you'll find that this whole chapter speaks about that final time. And some of the Christians were already confused. They were amazed that some of the believers had died. They had thought, when Jesus had said that some of you here will see me come back again, you'll still be alive. And they assumed that Jesus was coming back in their generation. So Paul had to write to the Thessalonians and say to them, don't be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or word or letter. In other words, don't be influenced by rumors that Christ has returned, because he won't return unless there is the great falling away and the man of sin, the son of perdition, is revealed. Remember that Antichrist doesn't mean just against Christ, although Lucifer is fundamentally against the Son of God. He is his greatest competition. But it is also, in the meaning of this text, the one who takes the place of Christ. He wants to replace the Son of God. And so he lifts himself up. In verse 4 it says, he exalts himself. And then what does Jesus do when he returns, when he comes to slay the Antichrist? Our text for today says that the lawless one will be consumed with the breath of his mouth, referring here to the Son of God. Jesus doesn't need to even move a finger or a hand. He doesn't need a sword, for the breath of his mouth is enough. The breath of God can give life. Remember, he breathed life into Adam. Remember Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 9, that Ezekiel saw all these bodies now brought together, the bones were together, the sinews and the skin, the flesh was upon the bones, but they were still dead, until God said, now prophesy that the wind would blow into them, that the breath would fill them. And here we have noticed already in the New Testament that sometimes the breath is used in another context, where Jesus breathed upon his disciples and said, receive the Spirit. But here the same breath of Jesus is death for the Antichrist. And it will also be the case for everyone who belongs to the Antichrist. Do you belong to Christ or the Antichrist?